episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So this week we have a special guest, Seema Patel, who I've known for years and adore. She's with WFG National Title. And you might ask, well, what on earth are you going to talk about? Because we all know we have to buy title, but do we know what it does for us other than aggravate us because we don't understand what the fee is for at the closing table? Well, it carries so much. You want to pay for title because it protects. And I want to ask Seema to share, why are we paying for title at the closing table?
Yes. Well, thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me. Yeah, title insurance is this necessary piece of the closing process that we have to have. And the way it's different is, unlike other insurance policies that you would purchase, other policies usually protect you from any unforeseen future events, such as an accident or illness. The difference with title insurance is it actually protects you backwards from the moment you purchase your home backwards to make sure that your title is free and clear so that when you take ownership, the property is truly yours. And the other difference with title insurance is it's just a one-time fee. You pay that one-time fee at closing and it protects you for as long as you own the home.
Because there could be things like mechanics liens, or maybe title wasn't closed correctly the last time the home was transferred. I've been a part of some of those horror stories just trying to get refinances done. And I know folks that have called me asking, how do I address this issue, maybe with property lines? I mean, is that the kind of things you're seeing? Are there other things as well?
Yeah. Those are some of the more common ones as well. And then we also see a lot of bankruptcies. We see a lot of things that are recorded incorrectly. For example, with bankruptcies, if you or your client has known to have gone through bankruptcy, it's really important to make sure that their bankruptcy attorney had filed what's called an order to avoid the lien on the property. A lot of times that piece gets missed because bankruptcy attorneys are focusing on the person and going fast to help them, that they forget to file this piece. And when that happens, the cloud remains on the property for 6 years and 30 days. And so this becomes a problem when you're trying to sell or refinance. And the only way to remedy it in some cases is to reopen the bankruptcy, which a lot of people don't want to do. So we see that a lot. So if you see a bankruptcy, call your title company immediately. Also, we see a lot of problems with deeds being recorded incorrectly. And the most common thing we see with deeds is, you know, someone wants to quit claim someone onto their property. And a lot of times those quit claims are done incorrectly, usually around tenancy with joint tenants and tenants in common. Joint tenants, it's right of survivorship. So that means if one party passes, then the other party assumes title. With tenants in common, we end up with a probate situation where you have to go to probate to get it fixed. So those are some of the more common ones that we see. Also keep in mind, like, if your client is holding title in a trust, that they will need a bank identification number or bank account in the name of the trust, so that when they go to sell the house at the title company and we issue the check, that we issue it in the name of the trust and they can cash it. So those are some of the
really good to know, because a lot of people might have their primary home in their family trust. Mm-hmm. And so to know that you have to have that bank account, I know I have mine and I have bank accounts for all my LLCs for my investment properties, but not for my trust. So, and the LLC is good to know because we do a lot of work for investors and I know that you work with a lot of investors. So that quit claim deed into an LLC, how can somebody, maybe they didn't close with you, maybe they did. Can you do the quit claim deed? Where can they go get it? Because I know that if it's done incorrectly, it can cause some issues. So how do they go about that?
Yeah, you know, title companies, you know, back in the day when I was in it at the very beginning, we used to do them all the time for clients. What has happened over the years is there's been such an increase in claims over it, primarily due to them being done incorrectly, that all title companies for the most part have moved away from doing them, unless it is part of a transaction that's already open with us. So if you already have a file open with us and then we want to do a quitclaim in that for that particular file, then we'll accommodate it. But what has been determined is when we try to do these, we are practicing law, and we actually should not be doing that. To answer your question, they probably would need to refer to a real estate attorney unless it's part of a transaction.
Like if they're buying a property with Fannie Mae in their names, they could do a quick claim deed at the closing table and you would help them do that into an LLC.
Correct.
So as a homeowner, when would I call you or WFG National Title? When would I call you maybe after the closing? So now I kind of see why I want to pay for it. And you do, by the way. I started out with, nobody knows, but it does protect you. You want to know that what you're buying doesn't have any easement encroachments or doesn't have any mechanics liens or was transferred correctly, and that there's not some long lost uncle, parent, cousin who owns that property and that ownership was never transferred. So you want to make sure that what you are buying is yours. But Seema, when should I be thinking about you beyond the closing?
That's a great question. So what a lot of people don't know is there are direct underwriters and then there are agencies. So WFG is a direct underwriter and there are a few others in doing operations in Colorado. But what you need to be aware of is when you're closing, are you closing with a direct underwriter or are you closing with an agency? And the reason I say that is if you are closing with an agency, and I'll just use ABC Title, and their underwriter is WFG National Title. Well, the important thing to remember when your policy is issued is who that underwriter is, because this has happened in our marketplace. Title companies go out of business. The smaller ones do go out of business. And when that happens and you are issued a policy and closed with them, who is the underwriter so that when you have a claim, you know where to go? So you know that, okay, you know what? I closed with ABC Title, but WFG National Title was my underwriter. I'm going to call WFG National Title because now my neighbor is saying that our boundary line is incorrect and I need to get that sorted out.
Got it. Well, that's good to know, and really good to know who to call. Yeah, it's kind of like everything else. If you're working with a broker on a lender, or if you're working with a real estate agent even, and they might change firms, you know, who is that you need to reach out to? So who's the underwriter? Any parting words, Seema? I always enjoy my time with you, so thank you for sharing it today. Anything that I didn't ask you or anything that you'd like to leave us with today?
Oh, thank you. No, that was very good. I would just say, if you have any questions, call your contact at your title company. I get phone calls from people that aren't even closing with me, just to run things by me. And I am more than happy to be that resource for you. I've been in this business, as Nicole knows, for way too long. And I'm happy to be that resource for you. So if you have a question, you just don't know, you don't know, you know, which company you're closing with, who the underwriter is, how the fees work, feel free to give me a call.
You are always so kind in that. I know that about you. Well, Seema, I appreciate the time. I know that this was certainly helpful. I learned some things as we were talking about before we started hitting record. I didn't know about the bank account and the trust and, you know, some of the errors that we're seeing on this quitclaim deed. So all really good to know and absolutely a necessary part of the real estate transaction. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you,
Nicole.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.